Chlamydia.
Midichlorians.
What?
I think midichlorians, is that what the Jedi's have?
I don't know.
Heaps high midichlorian count.
What are you talking about?
Okay, how you going, everybody?
Midichlorian.
Yeah, midichlorians. It's like if you're a Jedi. Okay, do you know what a fucking Jedi is?
No.
You do, so don't start the podcast pretending I'm an idiot, okay?
Oh, nerd alert.
No, that's not. It's a half nerdy thing, but it's also a commonly known thing.
Peace
what a
be
Jedi
with
is.
You, my friends.
Peace be with you.
I think that's they're a religious.
Buddhist. They're not Buddhists.
What's been going on? Welcome they to the Tom like, and Frenchie podcast.
Welcome to a Jedi-themed episode of the Tom and Frenchie podcast. We are going to get the lightsabers out now. I have a little geo.
Oh, you do have one. You are a nerd. I knew it. Such a nerd.
Guys, I hope your weekend was incredible.
Incredible.
And I hope your week is mildly credible.
Ooh.
You don't want it to be incredible for the whole fucking...
Yeah, you
that's
need,
too much. You
need
a balance.
Peaks.
You need peaks and troughs.
Troughs, yes. That's the word.
Like a pig.
Yeah.
What would you say would be the peak
of a pig's
for a
life?
Pig? It would be the trough, wouldn't it?
Well,
because it eats from the trough.
It does, yeah.
And they have
that's a good
they
point.
Have three-hour orgasms, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Well, that would be the peak. Or,
maybe they have curly dicks. Maybe they do both.
No, ducks have curly dicks.
Pigs do too, like their tails.
Do they?
That's maybe that's their dick, not their tail.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a pig's peak would be whether it's bacon or not.
Oh, what they get to be. What food
you know,
they get to
like
be eaten
some
as.
Kind of like pork's all I'd right. Want
to,
like they're all so different. It's such a versatile
what's,
meat.
What's the one they cook in a saucepan?
A saucepan?
Yes. Like a little broth, a little pig broth.
I don't know, like a soup? Or
guys, we're a bit off kilter today because we don't know yet why. My the arm of my tripod is missing. I could have mispasted it.
Let's just say
it's missing.
It's missing. Every week we have some kind of tripod dilemma.
And that's why you're seeing some fucking angles if you watch this on YouTube. Now we've currently, because apparently one arm of the tripod affects everything, we've shoved the shirt in the middle of it and we kind of got this sort of, would you say, art attack type set up here.
Yeah, it's kind of like the tripod's wearing a cravat, like it's Matt Preston from MasterChef.
Matt Preston of a tripod. So yeah. We were all ready to go, and I was like, "Wait a minute, this is a."
But we are looking at getting a studio because this is Frenchie's spare room, and things happen in here.
It smells.
It does smell actually today, especially.
Yeah, I bought new deodorant, but I didn't get room deodorant. So,
okay.
Why don't they call that? Room deodorant, you know what I mean?
True.
Air freshener. Wasn't it called underarm freshener?
True. Hair freshener.
Really mixing up the branding now when it's the same freshener. Shit. It's the same shit. Mm.
Would you use like a Glen 20 on the armpits?
I'd use a Glen 21.
Okay.
My armpits deserve the best. Not true. A Glen 20. Or do you have to use what would be good would be using what age you are. So I'd be using a Glen 25.
Had a few years. We had a good shoot on Saturday. I haven't filmed with you in a while, French.
Oh,
well,
God.
We've done bits and pieces, but we did like
we
a
haven't
few
had
videos.
A shoot day with actors and cameras.
Mm.
And you guys are about to have your minds blown.
Mm. Your
can
footage
you
is looking
give
good.
The impression of someone getting their mind blown.
Ah! That was more. Have you ever seen that video on YouTube?
That was more like a
worst cry ever, where it's the guy and he's like. And I know deep down in my heart, I'll still love you. And then he goes, nah.
Yeah, I have seen that. I was going to say that's more like getting flashed by a Sesame Street character.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What that scream was like, ah.
Maybe our
like, you're not a full scream because you're like, it's still a Sesame Street character.
Maybe our new set should look like we're on Sesame
that.
Street.
I like that.
Or like Play School vibes.
I like that.
That could be funny.
And we can open the show by saying, open Sesame.
Ooh.
The word of the day. It's fun.
I like that.
Or laughter.
And we have, you know how in play school they always had the windows you'd open? How it would be like, let's look through the arch window.
Yeah.
We open it.
It's
probably
butt.
Someone's...
It's a butthole, yeah.
Yeah, someone's streaking or like...
Oh, okay. It's
like something gross through the arch window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Willy, willy, willy.
Yeah, just a picture of Frenchie
willying. Just a little sock dance.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, I do too.
What else did you, what I did had you do
something really important to tell you guys, but yo, okay, guys, as usual, Tom's going to hype up what's coming up in this episode that we don't know.
I think you should
what's
hype it
coming up.
Up,
Tom?
You hype it up.
We're going to talk about yo-yos.
Yo-yos.
Yo-yos versus Beyblades. Which is better?
Yo-yos.
It's a discussion. You don't can't.
I've already covered.
Well, now the TV show is going to be 10 minutes too short.
All right, trending
and
news.
And we're
going to
talk
week?
About facial hair. Yeah. Yes, I'm still going. Facial hair for rhinoceroses. What should they pick?
That's a great one.
There we go. Now it's we got a thinking. Discussion topic. Now we got one. I got a fresh haircut too. So you guys can probably hear I sound fresher in the phone.
Mm. Like yeah. You got some fresh shorts as well. They got SpongeBob on them.
Oh, me and Tom didn't even coordinate, get these guys. And it's like, oh, we are so best friends.
Mm.
Gray shorts.
No hat though.
White. Yeah, because I got a haircut I wanted to show. I'm not ashamed of it. I really like that he trimmed off a bit too much of my mullet. Fuck him. white shirt, and we got our legs out. And
same shirt, boys.
Same, making that noise. Same shirt, boys.
Making that noise.
Same shirt. And also coming up, possibly now, we got our first package to open from the P.O. Box.
Ooh, yeah. So, guys, if you want to send us something to open on the show, the P.O. Box is in the description of whatever you're listening to.
P.O. Box 913, Darlinghurst, New South Wales, 1300.
Originally, our plan was to make Xander open every package just in case it was anthrax.
Ah.
Or like, what's the other thing?
That's
eggs.
A funny prank.
Just in case someone sent
that
him
is
eggs.
A funny prank. Oh, eggs. That's Xander's anthrax.
Mm. Do you want to open it?
Yeah, I think let's kick off the show the right way by opening it. We open it together like we're like twins on a birthday.
Okay, just in case there's something
this
dangerous.
Is for both of you.
It's like if we murdered someone, we both have to shoot a
this
bullet in
them.
This
is for both of you. Getting that whole...
Ooh.
Oh, feels like clothing. Ooh. Okay, we got clothing, guys. First is a black t-shirt. Ooh. We just got some t-shirts here, guys. That's awesome.
It's got a Hawaiian
Scott
Morris.
Yeah.
Our Prime Minister doing a shaka. That's actually sick.
Is this a... Do you reckon a person sent this or a clothing company? Oh, Dan Andrews, get on the beers.
That's good. So it's like it looks like Dan Murphy's, but it's Dan Andrews. Who's it from?
Hey, guys, been watching your podcast for ages. Unfortunately, for Tom, we don't sell roofies, but we do sell shirts.
Sick.
No need to shout us out if you don't want to. Obviously, just thought you love the gear. P.S. Tom is a pedo. The story's checking out.
That's
legends.
Good. So check out roofies.com.au. It's spelled ruphys.com.au.
I was like, usually...
There's some good shirts.
These are some great shirts. Get on the beers and a Skirmo one. Usually you'd have to sponsor to get a shout out, or you just send us a PO box and save a lot of money.
That's it.
Save us a lot of money.
Exactly. If you sell... what could people sell? If you sell little tea cozies, send them in.
Yeah, literally.
Free plug.
Fucking plug your business. We don't give a fuck. We are shameless. You understand how little free shit we get anymore?
Yeah, we're very irrelevant.
Doesn't
now.
Matter how... You would sell vagina candles. Send us those candles and then tell us what... stage of the vagina that each candle is. Gwyneth Paltrow does this, by the way, guys. I'm not just being a fucking freak.
I'll tell you what's funny.
Tell me. I want to know.
So H3 saw the Gwyneth Paltrow thing smelling like her vagina, so he's made a candle that smells like his asshole.
Oh.
But he's actually put a lot of work into making it smell like his asshole.
Why didn't he do dick?
I think asshole's grosser.
Oh, because it's like a bigger vagina.
Yeah, so he made it smell like the pubes and like sweat as well. Like he really put some work into it.
That's why I'd like to know. It'd be like after what stage of the day asshole was it?
I think it's late arvo.
Sitting down, 3-hour podcast.
Yeah.
Had stinky. Some Mexican for lunch.
I hope so. Indian.
Are you going to buy it?
I would.
It's that's why I was like...
But it goes to charity, so that's cool.
I wish we had like a bigger...
penis.
No. I don't even wish for that anymore. You think you want that and then it's like, why? You know what I mean? Why?
Yeah.
Like, it's not actually held me back.
True.
And also, here's the other thing. Sure, girls would be like, I'm sure they think stuff about it. They don't say anything. Girls are nice. You pop that out and they're like, I can't see it. Ha ha, laughs. We're all laughing. Comfortable in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then they know he's not going to pleasure me because look what he's got. He's doing the best he can. Big dick, you got a big pressure. That's what they say.
And at least like if
big
it's...
Big dick, big pressure.
If it's small, you're not going to hurt them.
No.
Yeah, they're not going to be limping around.
Exactly. That's what I was like when the guy's like, oh, she couldn't walk right for a week. I'm like, that is upsetting.
Mm.
I hope you gave her a massage.
Yeah, you should.
Bought her some foot shoes.
Excuse me?
What's the things you put in your shoes so you walk better?
Inner soles?
Inner soles. Mm. Bought her some inner soles.
Yeah. Guys, if you've got an inner soul business, send it in.
I saw this poll on Twitter the other day. It was, are you a shower or a grower?
Mm.
So, girls, if you don't know, some penises grow a lot when they're hard.
Is it in comparison to
To when it is on the flop, okay? Yeah. And some people are most closer to hard size on the flop.
Yes.
But, of course, everyone's going to say they're a grower. You know what I mean? 90% was like, I'm a grower.
So I'm a grower too. Mine's like one of those, you know those things you used to buy when you were a kid? It looked like a dinosaur or like an egg or something. You put it in the bathtub in water and it grows. A
little sponge dinosaur. Yeah.
That's what my penis is like.
And it goes, rah.
And it just grows a little bit and you're really disappointed. You're like, why did I buy this?
Shit. They did not grow at all. On the ads, they turned into fucking dinosaurs. Like actual, you're like, holy shit.
And it could
shit.
Talk and shit. And then you get it and it just turns into this gelatinous fucking freak.
Right. They should get sued. They're the three biggest scams in human history.
Mm.
Those sponge dinosaurs, Firefest, and sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys are lit.
I thought they were going to become actual monkeys underwater.
Mm.
They're not. Okay? Three biggest scams.
Love that episode of South Park where they mix it with semen and they turn into like semen monkeys.
Tom, while we're thinking of Twitter polls.
Are we?
I put it in the document for this podcast because I'm whatever. I do research. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, first week in a while.
Well, kill still counts. Go on to Twitter and look up Locktober.
This sounds like something you should do because you're...
I've done it.
What do you mean?
It's very funny.
Is
so
it
there's
in the group?
There's a new thing. You just got to go on to Twitter and search it. That's what I wrote, go on a Twitter search, Locktober. I guess it's a new thing they're starting, like No Nut November, whatever the other ones are. Jeans July, where you got to wear jeans. Okay, can you talk us through what's going on when you search it? Yep, keep going down. No, there it is.
Okay, it's peak Locktober. Are you staying chaste and denied? What?
Yep, so it's a movement for men to...
what?
There we go.
This is what we talked about last week. They're little fucking chassis belts.
Yeah, so I didn't realize...
We talked about this last week.
Yeah, but we didn't realize it was a movement. We thought... We talked about AI controlling them and saying they can't unlock them. I didn't realize it was a full... So what's Tom's...
This chick's got some kind of fucking like... industrial padlock on some kind of chastity belt that's made of metal around her pussy.
So she's got a full chastity belt. The guys have got these little rat trap ones. I didn't know it was a full movement. I know we talked about it. Yes. What the fuck is that?
So it goes around the back and everything. You can't slip a little.
Oh, can't get a little, get your brown wings.
What the Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, see the cock ones. I only saw the cock ones
yesterday.
It's like
a little cage with an actual padlock on it. They look like Bane.
It's
this is that looks like Bane. It will be painful for you.
Bane, if he was a Muppet. It will be. That was a little Yoda Bane. Painful for you, it will be.
I like that. This is a lot.
It is a lot.
Look at that. They kind of do look like superheroes.
That one looks like it's got elephantitis.
What's this chick doing?
So, yeah, so all these cocks and vaginas are in cages. And
Locktober, so you can't do anything.
No, so you're locked in and it's not just saying, oh, I'm not going to do anything. You're not going to do anything. You're locked in.
I wish they did that on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know where they go, lock it in, Eddie. They should put a little Locktober lock on. That'd make that show a bit better.
Oh, and that could be another lifeline.
Yeah.
Would you like the Locktober lifeline?
Mm.
And that's if you get another clue, but if you get it wrong, you get your genitals locked.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Forever. That's like a classic stitch-up where you're like, search this, bro. I swear, it's just funny. It's not gross at all.
Yeah. So go, like, it's called tubgirl.com. Do you remember that? Looked like a chick was like shitting in it and vomiting in her mouth and she was dead in a bathtub or something.
I did not see that one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The OG either. One was like lemonparty.com.
And Blue Waffle. Meat spin,
Blue Waffle.
You spin me right round, baby, right.
So if you want to stitch up your mum, guys, go tell her Locktober.
Yeah, so.
Your priest, your scout leader.
Mm.
Your boyfriend's dad.
Boyfriend's
it's
dad,
a good way to start an impression if you're meeting the family.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a little conversation gets dry. You mean your in-laws,
we
whatever.
Should have done Locktober. That would have been a funny video.
Yeah. For a video.
Little chastity belts on our cocks. That's terrifying.
Oh, definitely terrifying.
But the thing is, my dick's like Houdini. It'd get out. You know what I mean?
Tom, we don't want to get into your allegations. Is that your defense?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Houdini.
You know that ad for Superdry where the tongue leaves the body and goes out at night?
Oh, that's can like
get
your
no
dick.
Satisfaction. That's like my dick. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Super dick.
Super dick.
That'd be a good Law and Order SVU episode.
Like, I didn't do it. I was at home. Well, your dick did it.
I actually meant Locktober, but... they think they got him, then they find out that he's...
I got an alibi. Does your dick have an alibi?
Cool. So which... guys.
You, it sounded like you were going to say something.
I was, and then my brain didn't work, and I was like, yeah, well, let's just pretend
I
didn't.
What'd you do on Sunday?
Tom, I don't want to talk about how I got 50 not out of cricket. It's
I don't
whatever.
Even know what that means.
It's like half a century. It's not a really big deal. I scored a lot of runs, and when it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot of runs. To be fair, I scored it quite slowly, and our team lost. So, you always lead with
which team?
The
you
highlights.
Got two teams.
That was the Slugs. So, yo, guys. So you may have heard I was in two social cricket teams, Slugs and the Wuhan Bats. Slugs got a little jealous that I was hanging with
that
the Bats
last week, yeah.
So they made me captain, so I can't skip any Slugs games for Bats games because I'm captain.
What a bunch of little bitches. What a bunch of pussies. They're like jealous girlfriends. You can't hang out with them anymore.
You can't. You're captain. I'm like, well, I'm not a good captain. No, I didn't want to be captain. It was the one year I didn't want it. Every other year I was keen. It's like I'd make changes. I'm going to make changes here.
You
big
make
things
some crazy,
are going to happen.
Crazy changes.
Have we talked about Du Bois yet?
Du Bois. I don't know.
Fuck, guys. Can we get a scribe to tell us
when
we talked
about
things? Wait, what if scribe was our scribe?
That's sick. S to C to R to... No, wait. F to R to E to S to H.
Well, you
fresh,
being,
fresh, fresh. I was going to spell his name.
I thought you were being Aretha Franklin. You E to the R to the E to the S.
I was just doing some scribe, bro.
How many dudes you know wrong like this? How many dudes you know wrong like this?
Not many.
If any.
If any.
Yo, let me tell you that Evan story. Holy fuck, that was funny.
Evan.
So we filmed, then we went out for beers. Tom went home, okay?
Mm-hmm. I went for some beers.
Me and Evan and Carl are still there drinking. Canadian mate, Welsh mate? Liverpoolian. Liverpoolian.
Welsh. Scouser.
He's been on the podcast. We're hanging at the pub. We make friends with these rugby boys. One was from Wales. That's why that's in my mind. And one was from Southside, New Zealand. Māori lad, mm-hmm. which means Maori for you white guys. Whatever. I'm pretty cultural.
Yeah.
We're chatting. Evan accidentally has a faux pas.
What's he say?
He's chatting. We're talking about places in Australia, whatever, where something happened. He goes, oh, is that near Blackstown?
That's funny.
And we were going to let it go, and then I made eye contact with him, the Māori dude. I'm like, he's like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? Evan, you know it's Blacktown. He goes, no, it's Blackstown. I'm like, I've told you it's fucking Blacktown before. Because I tried to give it to him as a joke because he was like, yo, what's the equivalent of Detroit? I'm like, Blacktown. He's like, that's racist, man. I'm like, no, that's fucking
what
it
it's
is.
Called.
That's
yeah.
what it's called. Anyway, where it gets a problem was like, okay, little funny, little faux pas. Don't call it that.
Yeah.
He's in the pokey room, tries to stitch me up. And I was actually a bit annoyed at this one. There's three like local lads there, like fucking 40-year-old sort of Centrelink vibes. One was Indigenous.
Ooh.
Which, Evan, no.
Oh, no.
He goes, yo, guys, I need your opinion. My friend over there told me that town is pronounced Blackstown, but I thought it was pronounced Blacktown. So he tried to flip it on me. I was like, you are such a fucking cunt. That is not what I said, you Canadian freak.
He got you good.
No, and so obviously they all listen to me because I'm not a Canadian freak. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? He's like, what? What you did? I'm like,
that's funny.
You're a fucking liar.
You would have hated
well,
that.
I did hate that. When I was trying to help him before, dude, I didn't stitch him up. I was like, you just so you know. And then eventually they're like, yo, bro, you can't. They're like, mate, you can't fucking say that. He's like, oh, can I not? Is it that bad? Why didn't you warn me it was that bad? I'm like, what the fuck?
I love that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a classic. That's something you would do to me.
I would not.
You would, though.
I wouldn't about that. I'll do it, like, in terms of, like, something else.
Anything else, yeah.
Not race stuff.
Yeah.
I do it more about sex stuff. I do it more about, like, Tom says it's okay to spike drinks. Is
Tom's
that true?
Tom's doing Locktober.
that sort of stuff. Yeah, funny stuff. Funny stuff. That's why you can never go home early. You always miss the bunts.
I didn't miss shit.
You
it would have been me getting stitched
then
up.
I swapped. So the boys were playing for Norse rugby union team. I swapped jerseys. I swapped shirts with them. I started pretending I was playing for Norse, seeing it'd be funny. All these uni guys were in there. They didn't tell me they'd just beat uni that day to knock them out of the finals. And so I was just looking like a prick going, yeah, cute club.
Oh, no.
I was getting very chirpy. Very chirpy. Can you imagine that?
It doesn't sound like you.
Nah. And I got a COVID test today, guys.
How'd it feel? Because I've done two.
Well, I never.
You didn't believe it existed for a long time.
The test?
No, just COVID in general. You were quite a denier of COVID.
Well, I didn't want to get it for ages because I wasn't denying it. I was saying,
you're like, I just don't want to get it because then I'll find out I have it. I just want to keep being a super spreader.
I might have had it.
I want to kill my grandparents.
No, everyone went. everyone
I
went,
hate them.
Shut the fuck
I'm
up.
I'm in the will.
Everyone went through a point at June, July peak where they're like, I think I've got it. I've got all the fucking symptoms. And then you're like, oh, I'm just hungover. Oh, it's just a cold. Or it's just a flu. Or I'm just
if you have flu
boy.
Symptoms, you should get the test. That's
nah, but you
that's
just don't go out for a bit. You chill. You're fine.
Stupid.
It's not spreading in Sydney, so obviously I didn't have it. Part of you worries. I've got no symptoms. Fuck, what if I got it, but?
I hope so.
What if I got it?
Then I've got it.
Bro, I went into, because I'm doing this this acting for this thing, this ad.
German?
Yes, German it's a German ad. Yeah.
Do you have to do an accent?
How did you know? They wanted the best German actor. Give me any scene I act. I show you.
A robot walks into a bar.
I am the German robot. Ha, ha, ha. Hello, female human. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. What can I get you?
I would like two of your orgasms.
Oh, my God. You're getting them.
Oh, that is how the German sex robot does it. Wink.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's why he got it.
It's a quick scene.
So how did you find the actual process of getting it done? Because not everyone's got it done. Talk us through
it. I got a better story. Then we'll get to that.
Okay.
Get to that. Last week, I had to go in to get fitted for these costumes, these outfits. Secret ad. I can't talk about it because I'm professional, but I will say this much. I ran there because I was late. Classic me. It's funny.
That's what you want to do. Show up to trying on clothes sweaty.
I was very sweaty, but I run fast, so I was still on time. They get your temperature because COVID regulations. You put on a mask. You wash your hands. My temperature was 34 degrees.
What's normal? I don't even know.
36 and a half.
So you were not
hot. Which was weird because you think you'd be hot after running. So like sometimes if you got a flu, you go the opposite way. I'm like, I don't have a fucking flu. I ran here. Like you might. So I had to sit in a room by myself for like 25 minutes until it went back to normal.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Me neither.
So 36 is hotter.
Yeah. But sometimes the thermometer stuff up.
Right.
Like, I don't even think they check me at the gym. They're just like, yeah, they're going. Like, he needs a workout. Look at him. Look a little runt. But yeah, COVID test, piece of piss, guys. It's not even, they just shove something in your mouth. Easy. Choke on that, bad boy.
Did you gag?
I tried to. I was like, give me more.
Go deep, daddy.
It was the Indian doctor. He loved my jokes. And then they just give. But what I found weird was that they did the mouth. And then they use the same end for the nose.
That's fine, because it's your mouth. It's
still gross.
If you went the other way, that's gross.
Either way is gross.
No, the other way is gross.
You're spreading mouth saliva into my clean nose. I know it's clean because I picked it. So don't spread that shit in there. You don't think that's weird?
No.
It's like, okay, hypothetically, if you use two holes when you're having sex, you're supposed to swap condoms, yeah?
Yeah, that's different.
It's not different. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Shit comes out your nose.
You think a mouth is the same as a butthole?
Mouth same as the vagina.
So a nose is the butthole?
Nose is the butthole. It's the butthole of the face. Tell me it's not the butthole of the face.
It's not the butthole of
the face. Well, okay. The things come out of it. Gross stuff. Toilet paper. Tissue paper. That's two butthole things. You seriously?
Would you suck on a
sneeze nose? Is like a fart.
I'd prefer to suck on a nose than suck on your butthole.
What do you mean?
If I had to choose, suck on your nose or suck on your butthole.
But what about like a female's?
Depends how hot she was.
There you go. It's a very. It's at some point it's a balance because the nose is the butthole.
But if it was just a random woman nose. But I feel like you've done
suck
this.
Suck on's just a weird term. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I feel like we get milk from it?
I feel like you've practiced this too many times. Like, every girlfriend you've ever had, you'd be like, look, like you let me pick your nose. Why don't you let me stick my finger up
picked,
your bum?
Will you pick your girlfriend's nose?
Well, you let me. So let's get my finger up that ass.
Tom.
Frenchie.
Yeah. Why don't we pick each other's noses right now?
Nah.
With our tongues.
I'm okay, to be honest.
Guys, let us know in the comments if you think the nose is the butthole of the face. I think that could be a good t-shirt.
Okay.
Mm.
You want to get those made? We have t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Tom and Frenchie. Oh,
let's do first before that. Let's do our sponsor.
Okay.
Breakfast shirts. Guys, we have a Tom and Frenchie breakfast shirt, which has Frenchie's face all over it, my face all over it, and then pills.
Pingers.
With ping, our faces ping, on ping, the pingers
ping,
as well.
Ping, ping,
limited edition, probably. You can get yours at breakfastshirts.com. Use the promo code Tom and Frenchie, and you'll get 10% off.
Just so you know, you do get what you pay for. They may seem more than the average t-shirt. They're dress shirts, okay? You go to any store, you'll be
so
spending...
I think it's $79 and you get the shirt and the pants.
And the pants.
Yeah. So it's
and
actually
the pants
pretty good.
And the
yeah.
shorts. That's a great deal.
And then 10% off as well.
Ooh, saving money.
And this is a pre-release, so I think it's limited.
Pre-release. It's limited.
And they've also got, have you seen their new Christmas shirt? It's very
sick. They're great.
It's very sick. They've got new ones out this year and they are fire. So if you've got Christmas
the Tom
parties,
and Frenchie,
you are going to have sex with that secretary you always wanted to have sex with if you wear that shirt.
Unless she doesn't want to have sex with you, then... Don't take that as it means you still get to because Tom said that and you're wearing the shirt.
I think it'll hold up in court.
And consent's still a thing, okay?
It's so stupid.
I just want to clarify.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify.
Check out their Instagram, breakfast shirts. They're always posting heaps of stuff on their stories breakfast and having fun eating breakfast.
Yo, when you buy a breakfast shirt, you get a free breakfast too.
I think they're
if
still
if you're in
that,
Sydney
probably.
And you don't have COVID, so I can't get one.
Oh, you do have COVID.
I might.
Yeah,
we're about
to
find out.
Hope they call you while we're on the podcast. Then we'll just have to go isolate.
Oh, and I've just coughed on you too. We're just picking each other's noses and shit.
Yeah.
That's why we shouldn't do it. And you were like, let's pick each other's noses.
I wanted 69.
See, that's how I'd stitch you up. See what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I'd do it. Not the other way. I'm not trying to get someone bashed in the pokey room. Fucking Neil.
I did brush past you being in a pokey room, but we'll...
I've been long enough off the gambling that I can still... I can get there and I chill for a little bit.
And you
I still got a meter.
Temptation?
I still got a temptation meter. Mm. Do you mean it? It slowly moves
after
up.
After a few beers, it gets a bit looser. Gets a bit more open to the pokies. You got to be careful out there.
Yeah, guys. I'm still off the gambling since whenever we quit live on air on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's been a nice journey together. There's nothing wrong with quitting things if you feel like it's ruining your life.
That's true.
Would you say it's good getting in new idea?
I'd say it's a great idea and a new idea.
Ooh, well,
who got in there?
Your boy, yours truly.
We are.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yeah. Got in there for one of my TikToks. Oh, yeah, my TikTok got deleted for a day again, guys. Which is fucking hilarious.
It's just your thing now.
Yeah, well, I did all the priest stuff. I was like, whatever it was. That priest one was fucking fire.
Fuck, I've seen so many of your priest ones, I don't even, can't even keep up anymore.
No, but it was like, okay, so I was just using a soundbite that's popular on TikTok. I'm dressed as a priest. I write the caption, when a new altar boy walks in a church, and then I mouth, smack my ass like a drum, and then I do a creepy priest face. Drop that two before the one that gets me cancelled. Then I dressed up as Haley Thompson, and I'm like, oh, you know what? It'd be funny if I do the twerk for me dance. Twerk for me. Dun, dun. I know the dance, by the way. If you want me to do it, I can.
Okay.
No big deal.
Do it.
Play the music. Okay. Oh, but then we'll get it demonetized. Yeah. Fucking dogs.
How convenient
sing
for
it.
You.
Sing it.
Yeah, I'll just put a beat on.
Sing it. Do you know the song? Down and twerk. I'll do it to this fucking beat.
Going for it. That was pretty good. You can do it to that.
It's not like that. That thing. Yeah. Twerk. Yeah. Anyway, so I learned it and I did it really like a 15-year-old girl. It was so fucking good.
I hope what happened was some random person who doesn't know you, did you just cough up a loogie and now you're eating it?
I'm not going to spit it out in my coffee cup, am I?
You really chewed it. It must have been big. Oh, wow. I could have let that slide, but it was very visual.
Nah, it was fair. It was gross. It did happen. Did a little lap in my mouth. Yeah, went around the teeth.
Did a circle.
Did a little Bathurst 1000.
I reckon it was some random person who, because for you page, you just see people you don't know.
Yep.
They're like, this man's a pedophile. he's trying to pretend to be this young child.
Well, I did show a bit of nipple. It was like, maybe like.
Sorry.
Did you get a? Did I you cough up a bit?
No, I just visualized what
I did
about.
Show a bit of nipple, and the Haley outfit, the jean skirt is a rip. So when I bent over, my ass came out. But I had underwear on.
Okay, that's.
I had a red thong.
Fucking hell!
Yeah,
that's horrible.
That is hot. So anyway, new idea. A journalist from New Idea.
Oh, journalist!
Hits me up.
They hit you up.
She's like, well, it's kind of a friend.
Yeah,
okay. You know how I know this girl actually? Speed dating.
Wow.
Back in the day.
You're on speed and you'd start.
No, the one I did, I actually done a bit about it. It was like back in what, 2011 or something? When the fuck
the
I did
Opera
that?
House or something? No, it was a different one.
It was just one age, 2011. Anyway, we became Facebook friends. I don't know. Then she hit me up. She's like, yo, do you have that video of where the guy sounded like Chris Hemsworth? I was like, I want to do an article on it. I'm like, I'm thinking this for a uni paper or something.
Mm.
Then she links it to me. It's for New Idea.
Love that.
Like, hilarious.
Love that.
This Sydney bartender sounds exactly like Thor, and the video is hilarious.
Ooh. Wow.
Thank you.
Hilarious.
If you thought Zac Efron popping up in a Byron Bay and finding a girlfriend at a local cafe was the best random celebrity story to arise this year, then prepare your mind to be blown.
Wow.
No, I should have. It's like I wrote it myself.
You should get her to write like your fucking tour. Like,
oh, yeah.
Blurbs.
Hype. You think an A-list celebrity? What about an imitation of an A-list celebrity?
Nice.
Aussie comedian Frenchie has made the ultimate discovery when he stumbled into a Sydney bar, only to realize the local bartender. She missed the spelling there, but that's fine. Sound exactly like Chris Hemsworth.
Wow.
Let's be real. 2020. Absolutely needed this.
You're like the Captain Cook of Australia. You're discovering talent.
Needed this. I want to say that too. I'm discovering things that were needed.
True.
So I don't know who invented penicillin. This is on that level.
It is, yeah. This is basically a cure for COVID.
Introducing the video poses to his TikTok account, French explains, so I'm at a bar in Sydney now and I swear to effing God, Chris Hemsworth is here. I'm going to interview him. The comedian approaches the bar to grill Chris. Chris, what are you doing in Sydney, bro? I wrote it nicer than I said it. Read it nicer than I said it. The good-natured bartender amusingly replies, ah, you know, tough times. No movies getting made, so got to find a job somewhere.
Nice.
I can't do that.
That was basically him.
Anyway, then the whole article is just about the TikTok video. How good is that?
That's sick.
How good is that?
That guy must be crushing poon.
Mm.
I'm sure he already was.
And then they must have targeting an ad at me, because the ad just below it is how to reduce or stop heavy bleeding. Good to know.
Have you got that asshole problem again?
Nose. Altitude.
The asshole of the face.
From
I
being
see
so high off this article. So there you go, guys. Big news all around.
That is big
news. Big news all around.
So we've had this thing sitting on our list for a while now, and I haven't even read it, to be honest. It's something you and Xander saw, and it says, Kissing the Coronavirus, Erotica Novel Goes Viral, Author Writes Book After Losing Job.
And have we never read this?
No, bro.
We need to read it right now.
I know, that's why I'm...
Because I remember it being in the chat.
Yeah, I know. I haven't read it though. Do you want to look at the screenshots?
No, you got to read it. I did. I just read that whole awesome article that everyone was really interested in.
I don't know what this
go
is.
Go from
guys.
Chapter one.
I'm going to blame Frenchie and Xander if it's a bomb.
Go across. He's got, no, that other way.
Isn't that the first bit at the top? Wouldn't that make sense?
Yeah, it would, but that's not how Xander posts.
Fucking hell. So do I start here at the last one and then go backwards?
I think
do I go from
the last one looks like it's the opening. Tom's going to make this harder than this.
No, but then where do I go?
We figure it out, okay? I think he just got snapshots of funny moments, but okay. This one sets the scene, I'm pretty sure. Do we need any background music to read it?
Yeah, that'd be nice, actually. Like relaxation, I reckon.
Yeah, romance. Sensual, like some sensual romance.
Sensual's a good word. Let's go with that.
I haven't read many erotic novels, but they're fucking lols.
Sensual music for love.
You got to have a good sense of humor to write an erotic novel.
Kissing the Coronavirus. She was supposed to cure the coronavirus. Instead, she fell in love with it. Dr. Alexa Ashingtonford started the test tube between her fingers, her perfectly pink manicured nails clashing with the pale, bubbling liquids inside.
Ooh.
She recognized the power she had in her grip, the virus, which had claimed so many lives, and which had made her heart beat furiously like a wild tiger thrashing in its cage, the coronavirus. Despite the devastation the virus was causing around the globe, Alexa felt a rush of excitement every time she picked up the corona sample, like a pulsating, erect penis, desperate to unleash its devastation on anyone who touched it. Over to you, Frenchie.
It had been so long since Alexa had been with a man that the virus was the only thing she could get near to which gave her... It was the only thing she could get near to which gave her any sort of thrill. The tickle in her knickers when she worked with the sample was the only sexual release she had experienced since the virus had unleashed hell and taken its hold on the world. And now she held it in her hand, gripped it tight. She bit her lip. Imagine what she could do with it. She rubbed her hand all over her breast. Her nipple hardening like a tic-tac.
Okay, now we're just going to a random scene.
Now we're going to random scenes. Which is a random scene? Oof. Probably back to the first one, you think?
You reckon?
Yeah, first one.
Okay. What's your name, she asked.
Call me COVID. I'll be COVID, okay. You be her.
What's your name, she asked.
Call me COVID,
he said. There was something about being wrapped in his arms. She should have been scared, but instead she felt safe. The safest she'd ever felt. She looked up at him. His eyes were striking like a goat's.
Like a goat's? That's just what you want to picture when you're fingering yourself is some goat eyes.
Goats are terrifying to me.
Yeah, but they got fucking they sexy have, eyes.
They are striking, but in a terrifying way. But without the sideways pupils.
Imagine that. You're hitting on a girl at the bar. She's like, I love your eyes. They're striking.
Like a goat.
Like a goat. Bar, baby.
She couldn't look away. And they seemed to be growing bigger, wider, sexier.
Goatier.
But Alexa suddenly realized they weren't getting bigger. They were getting closer. So close, she could see the details in his face. The spike proteins lapping away from the skin. His lips. So close, she could taste them. His tongue. So soft and hot. like a chunk of microwave fish sloshing around inside her mouth. That is a terrifying visual.
I would think this was a joke, except they only got like one every paragraph.
And who the fuck microwaves fish?
Like a chunk of oven. Microwave
That's
fish.
That's an oven or a pan job. You don't microwave fish.
Oh, nice. So wait a minute. So this guy, he's got goat eyes and a tongue like a chunk of microwave fish.
It's got to smell like fish to say that.
That's
got to
be our challenge for the next week, Tom. We have to figure out a way to say that as a serious way. It's like, wow, your tongue's like a chunk of microwave fish.
I'll say it to Tonya tonight. See how we go.
COVID licked Alexa up and down. Her knees buckled and she fell. But COVID reacted fast and caught her, laying her down softly on the cool tiled floor. But she didn't want him to have all the fun. She snatched at his pants, ripping what remained of them away and releasing his beast of a cock.
Wow.
It swelled like a balloon being filled with helium.
Strange. Helium. Mainly in the middle, the cock grew.
Rising up. Standing to command, begging for her to take it in her hands.
Does it have a helium voice now?
Yes.
Okay. She grabbed it and began to stroke it up and down.
I thought you were going to do one.
COVID groaned. Well, we're not up to COVID talking yet. But didn't stop lapping Alexa's body. His cock rocked up and down with appreciation, the veins bulging out farther than she'd ever seen. This is kind of hot.
Whoa, fuck.
This got hot.
Imagine driving in your car listening to this like some of our listeners do, just raging, steering with your cock.
You're whacking one out. You are whacking one out.
As COVID wrapped her up in his arms like she was a filling, like she was the filling in a burrito, she realized that she had never wanted to be apart from him. She wanted to spend eternity encased in his warming warmth.
What's this, love?
That was the the helium voice.
She'd never felt it before. Lust, absolutely, but love?
Never.
So was this it? Was it?
Was it?
She looked up into COVID's eyes and started, and he stared right back. Her heart raced. Sweat poured from her pores. He had undoubtedly taken her breath away. For the rest of the evening, Alexa...
Oh, like COVID. Took her breath away like COVID does. She's on a fucking ventilator.
For the rest of the evening, Alexa and COVID remained in embracing embrace, barely able to take their eyes away from one another.
This is going for a while.
Yep.
And I love it.
Gone were Alexa's worries. No more did she mourn Dr. Girdlechun. Girdlechun? Where did he come from?
Where the fuck did Dr. Girdlechun come? Girdlechun. It's Girdlechun.
Fucking hell. Missing was her aching to be savaged vaginally. What? Wait.
Missing was her aching to be savaged vaginally. She had listened to her heart and vagina and allowed herself to succumb to COVID's charm. She had ignored what her head had said and the dread and instead had embraced love.
That's all we've got.
Wow. Turn the music off, please. Okay. Right, guys, everyone go get some tissues.
Clean up.
We'll change your sheets. We'll give you a minute.
Jeez.
Get a drink of water.
Don't you hope you have COVID now?
Oh, yes.
A long, hard COVID.
And Dr. Curtly Bum.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Where did he come from? Let's do a love quiz, huh? Let's break it up.
Yeah.
After we've had a bit of love in that little story there.
Another love quiz. There's a Halloween quiz too.
Which one? Do you want to run the quiz?
Which quiz do you want? Halloween quiz or love quiz?
I've opened love quiz.
Okay, we'll love quiz it. We'll do it together.
This is our romance episode, so.
Yeah, apparently.
Can we accurately guess your romantic type? Okay, so now it's got... Okay, gotcha. What would you want to do with a partner on a Friday night? Something fancy, a good restaurant, maybe hit a club? Let's just stay in, maybe order some food. Let's do something spontaneous and exciting. Something involving culture, a show, a film, etc. I don't care as long as sex is involved.
That was suggestions. I thought you were just reading the whole question for a while. Okay, I'll do it to you.
Got it.
Okay, Tom.
So I just read all those. So we don't need to do it again.
Friday night. Don't even think about these options.
No, I think that's the whole point of the quiz.
Listen, I know what I'm doing here. Friday night. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Think quick.
But it's
you
want to
go
get
a Subway? You want to go to Subway?
It's
yep. You got a girl. We have a partner. What do you want to do? Anything in the world.
I'm staying in.
Staying in?
Yeah, I don't want to go out.
What are you going to watch?
I'm going to watch a horror movie.
What are you going to eat?
Probably the asshole of the face.
Okay. The nose. So, okay, I'm going to look for be a nerdy incel.
Okay, this is not the direction I thought this quiz was going to go.
Stay in. Yep, there's stay in. Mm-hmm. Which of these things is the biggest deal breaker for you? Being overage.
Excuse me?
Being of age, sorry.
Okay.
Being over the age of 18.
It's the same thing.
Having pubic hair.
That's the same thing. I got my first pubic at 18.
Someone who has really bad taste or no cultural interests. Do you like that?
I'm so confused.
So there's a person who has really bad taste.
What's the question?
Which of these is the biggest deal breaker for you?
Okay.
So and we're discussing them. It's a discussion type quiz. It's so not just a, there's one answer. No, it's we discussed.
Well, the first two you made up and they were the same. And then the third one, you threw an actual one in.
Yep.
And it's quite confusing,
Frenchie. Yeah, I'm in your head. Mind games, motherfucker.
It's just really mind not games. A good...
But, okay, it's a deal breaker if someone has bad taste or you don't care. Like, she rocks up wearing a plastic bag for a dress. You're like, that is some bad taste in fashion.
Deal well, I hang breaker. Out with you, so it's obviously not a deal breaker.
Okay, someone who can never make up their mind.
That's I hang out with you, so it's obviously not a deal
that's
breaker.
That's all females, that is. Someone who does not share my turn-ons and kinks.
I don't really have any turn-ons or kinks.
Nothing gets you horny.
No.
Not even the coronavirus.
Now we're talking.
I think it does.
Dr. Gigglesworth or whatever the fuck his name was.
Someone with no drive or ambition.
That actually does turn me off.
It's funny how you say that, but this is a man who just wants to do nothing on a Friday. Where's your
that's
drive?
That's different.
Where's your ambition?
That's stupid. It's Friday night.
Yeah, that's everyone else is partying. You're going to step up on them. You could be out there taking shots.
That's not drive or ambition, doing shots. That ruins your whole week.
No, I mean shots of basketball, grinding to be the best.
Now we're talking.
No, but I'm saying ambition, yes, there's levels of it. But if everyone's, Friday night is the best time to catch up. And to take him over.
I don't think you know what driving ambition is.
I do. It's doing, going the distance.
It's getting pissed?
No, I'm not saying getting pissed. I'm saying...
sucking dick.
Do something ambitious. Start a company for frogs.
What would you call it?
Frog Beanies. It'll be Beanies for Frogs.
What's the title of the company?
Frog Beanies.
Okay.
Spell it out for them. And someone who is boring and never wants to do anything fun. That's not a deal breaker. That's my favorite.
That's your favorite.
Well, that's why I hang out with you. Ayo! Ayo! Oh! See, that guy's from nowhere. Turned it on him. You're picking the driving ambition?
Yep.
Or boring?
Driving ambition.
Okay. Which of these things is most important to you? Excellent sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a rating out of 17.
15.
Of importance. Very good at cooking.
Yeah.
Because you can just order food. Did you know
that's
that?
That's the thing.
You can't, hard to order a sense of humor. Takes a while.
And do you know
mail.
How funny it is seeing a fucking dude from like, I don't know, Quebecistan. That's a place.
Yeah, no, it's my favorite place.
Riding a bike with your food in a giant backpack.
Oh, it is funny.
That's funny,
it
bro.
Is funny.
It's like, I could have done that. I could have gone and got that. I have a car, but you had to ride here.
Bro.
And then we both laugh about it.
Bro, I say that. Yeah. I'm like, I was going to go get it, but I'm like, I've got a job, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to see
job?
You with a huge square backpack.
Yeah. I was like, you can you get it. A bigger backpack next time?
You make all these backpack jokes?
They, love it. And then you play Backpacks Back. It's like a Backstreet Boys parody. You want to play that, actually? It's a really good song. Put on the backing track.
You got my phone, bro.
Okay, put on the backing track. It's Backpacks Back.
Backpacks Back. It's about Deliveroo driving.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, sick. Yeah. Backstreet Boys released a sort of a parody of their song. They're trying to get
like
relevant
that weird.
Again.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't blame them for.
Sorry. It's a whole production here, guys. Just enjoy the silence.
No, this is going to be good. People like fucking, hopefully they do this song. We've heard so much about it.
Get ready.
Yeah, here we go.
All right. I think it's coming.
Yeah.
I think it's coming. Everybody.
Yeah.
Wear your backpacks.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Rock your backpacks. Yeah.
Rock it. back.
Pat's back.
All right. All right. Zip, 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 zip. Oh my God, we're back again. Uber drives everybody riding, yeah. Got a backpack on and I got a mad shorts. Gonna ride you a meal, don't make fun of me, yeah. Is it Thai food?
No.
Is it a burrito?
Yeah.
What feeling did you get? I don't know, alright.
Oh, that one.
Everybody.
It's kind of a shit.
Keep going. No, go off beat then. Yeah, keep going. Go off beat. Just go off beat. Yeah, okay. Yo, coming in from the verse. Yeah. He's about to drop it. It's your favorite Uber driver, rider, Sanjay. Hit it, Sanjay. From India.
From
India. Definitely not Australian Indian. Straight out of Delhi. Sanjay.
I hope you like my vindaloo. And some little cashews.
I'm allergic.
I pop a dom 3 times a charm.
I want 4.
I was thrown off. I thought you were definitely going to say Batsu. I thought that made sense to people.
No, I was mixing it up. Mixing it up. Okay, you can cut it now. You don't have an Indian accent in the repertoire, do you, Tom?
Not really.
You really panicked. I thought you'd be like, oh, well, hello, I am from India.
Was that yours?
Pretty good. You could tell where I was from by the way I said it.
No, it's because
not
you
what
said
I said, no.
Are we still quizzing?
Yeah, okay.
We need to find out.
Which of these things are most important to you? High level of intelligence, sexual prowess, lots and lots of money.
I think sense of humor. Mm. Maybe education. Intelligence.
Oh, okay. Yep. Choose a vacation destination.
Okay, now we're talking.
Okay. George Powell's church.
Mm-hmm.
Rolf Harris's van.
Oh, wow.
Fritzl's dungeon.
Yep.
R. Kelly's cult house.
I think I'm going to have to go with Fritzl's dungeon. I love Germany.
Okay, so the closest one to that would be Iceland.
Sure.
What would you say is your most attractive quality?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like your armpit sweat.
I think that is top 10. I don't have to look. I know it's there. It's always there.
My talent and achievements. Intelligence and wit. Rockin' hot bod.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah. Kindness and generosity. Raw sexual charisma.
Now, probably that one. Just the sexual charisma of a lion.
I'm going to do that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we accurately guess your romantic type? You got... they can. Stable life partner.
Ah.
You would thrive with someone who's steady and reliable and is a constant source of affection and support.
I'm a Volvo.
That's not to say you belong with boring, not at all. Choose whatever age you want and have fun. After all, age is just a number. That was fucking weirdly accurate.
That was weird they threw weirdly that in accurate. At the end.
I don't know how they knew.
True.
Mm.
Did we want to do the Halloween quiz? Or
When's Halloween? Is it next week? Because we can save it for next week if it's not.
Yeah,
it's like the 13th or some shit, is it? Or did I make that up?
13th, yeah. It was a week ago, Frenchie.
No, of November. Oh, it's in October.
Yeah, it's the end of October.
Oh, we'll be next week then. We'll do it next week. Oh, speaking of Halloween, but Adam Sandler's new film, Hubie Halloween.
Classic. Classic Sandler.
1 out of 3, he has to play someone with brain damage. I swear to fucking God. Maybe it's 1 out of 2.
It's a very
lot.
Often.
It's a lot.
I feel like it's weirder now he's older. It's like that is a long...
It's more believable. I feel like he's just forgetting his lines sometimes.
Ooh, it's me, Adam Sandler.
That was very good. Thanks. That was Adam Sandler. I'm the Sandman.
Conditioner is better.
No, shampoo is better.
It goes on and first and leave the hair silky and smooth.
I love Adam Sandler. I fucking... So I was very excited for this movie. And it was as good as the other Netflix movies, so there we go.
It had a good pace to it. I like the pace.
It had some nice cameos. These cameos you would never see coming. in an Adam Sandler movie? Get this.
What?
Rob Schneider.
What?
Oh, yeah, swear to fucking God.
How'd he get him?
I have no idea. Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi?
Yeah, Buscemi. Sorry, Buscemi.
Blue he was semi. In it. Okay.
He was in it?
Yeah, I've never seen him in one of him.
No.
One of him?
But he is.
I don't know. All right. Shaq. That's Adam. All right.
It was kind of funny, guys. It's kind of like, it's exactly a Netflix movie. Adam Sandler movie.
If I was 12, funny.
It's no Cobra Kai, but you know what?
Cobra Kai, if I was 12, good.
Oh, you're fucking hater, cunt.
All right, should we do some more stories?
Yeah, let's do a couple more and then, we're good to go.
Oh, another golly.
Yeah,
everyone,
I did. I'm not going
to
lie
to you. I didn't even have to look then. I could hear it in your mouth.
I know, and I can hear your sweat landing on your armpits.
Well, joke's on you. It's your couch.
Joke's on you. It's your shirt.
True.
And this is Robbo's shirt, so if I sweat, it's not on me.
Did he stay over or something?
He wore it to draft day and then he forgot about it.
Subway superfans tie the knot with a themed wedding cake and wrap a bouquet.
Wait,
and treat their 100 guests to the store's sandwiches and a cookie bar for dessert.
Subway the store, not the train line.
No. And it's weird that they had, they got tied the knot by Jared.
By Jared, they're super fans.
Yeah.
You got to be a super Subway fan to, you on the OG.
He was doing the ceremony. And then when the flower boy came up, he just put him in a sack and took
it. The flower boy.
Yeah, they got a flower boy.
Yeah.
Was he into boys? Or
he didn't
kids?
Put him in a sack. He put him in his old shirt, which was the size of a shack.
Yeah, the old jeans and just tightened the belt.
He did lose a lot of weight, so credit to him. I don't want to know how he lost all that weight. We do know how he lost all that weight. Tell me what else they did on their Subway-themed wedding. I hope it was fully Subway-themed, not just like half-assed.
I didn't know it was in Sydney.
It was in Sydney.
Yeah, I assumed it was some American freaks. That but they were Australian freaks. That's
that is great.
October 10th, they tied the knot. 100 people were catered by the Subway. Yeah, obviously. Cookie bar for dessert, yep. An Australian couple who have been obsessed with Subway since they met 7 years ago have tied the knot. Yep. Got that. Grace Tran and David Duong said, "I do" on October. Well, it's in the article. It's obviously not.
I meant to them. Don't shame them.
In Sydney, surrounded by 100
don't kink shame them.
Of their closest family members. Fuck, that would have been imagine having 100 people lined up and you'd be like,
right,
yeah,
you're getting a $7 sub though.
But then you'd have to line up and you'd be like, Italian herbs and cheese. And you'd have to say that 100 times, like a different people.
That is a long, that
That's
is
a long,
long
line.
Long, long line.
Long, long.
Fuck, what else? And they probably still would have only had like one staff on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and there would have been like...
They're always understaffed or overstaffed, Subway.
And like, yeah, and then some of the cookies are shit. Like, they fucked it up.
Oh, the good ones are out?
Yeah, it's like all we've got is the fucking cheesecake ones.
Well, we got raisin mixed with fucking...
You want a raisin bran dog?
No, we don't want a raisin bran dog. Oh, was that them being cool?
Yeah, yeah, that was them being cool. That's the whole story, really. I don't know what else you want from
me.
Delete
it.
There's some
it.
Cute...
fucking move through.
That's sick, but...
I thought it was going to be like fully and like the ring was going to be like a onion ring or...
They don't sell that.
Well, they sell onion.
True.
So they just tie it into a ring.
True.
I don't know. I mean, like you may now toast the bride because they love it toasted. I don't know. I don't know the themed. I haven't thought this through.
I reckon he should have had an operation to get a bigger penis and she had to guess whether it was 6 inch or foot long. Thoughts?
No, I reckon he gets her favorite sandwich, puts it in his pants the whole wedding.
Oh, I thought it was going to be in her pussy.
You may now
fist the bride with the sandwich.
You may now feed the bride. And he pulls it out
of his zipper.
And she goes, "No way, salami and cheese. You remember that's my favorite."
And she's like, "Bitch, I didn't ask for no olives."
Oh, olives.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And she leaves.
Yeah.
I object.
All right, here's a story.
Hit me.
Scorned doctor who bombarded her Tinder lover and his new girlfriend with a tsunami. That seems racist because she's Asian. They went with tsunami. Of 9,000 texts, blames a manic episode for her behavior in a bid to overturn sentence. 9,000 texts.
Tsunami. That would I think 10,000 would be tsunami level. I'd say that's flood.
Yeah.
9,000 for a tsunami? Actually, no, you know what? Come back around on it.
Dennis Jane Lee, another name drop, harassed ex-lover Matthew Holberton and his new girlfriend. Lee spiraled after seeing a photo of the Mr. Holberton.
Holberton,
yeah, he's from New Zealand.
Oh, wow, that's great.
And the girl on social media, Lee and Mr. Holberton on Tinder. This is a weird story.
So he's this ex-doctor was dating this dude, got upset because he got a girlfriend.
Mm.
And he's like, I want him back. And so he starts like, so is he messaging the girl or the guy? You made it confusing for me.
I made it confusing.
Yeah. Was he dating the guy or the girl?
I think the girl messaged him. So she was dating him and then he got a new girlfriend. And then she bombarded
I thought the first one was a guy for some reason.
Oh, because I said doctor. Yeah. Sexist alert.
No, what was the actual name? What was the actual name? Fuck up.
It was Mr. Holberton, wasn't it?
That was the second one. What was the first name you dropped?
Bro, you need to read this.
It is fucking confusing.
Bruh.
Yeah, because I heard Matthew Holberton first. Or Denise Jane Lee. Okay, yeah, nah, fucked up. I don't care.
You mean nurse?
Well, let's finish it off with some Matt's chats. Great addition. Great addition, Tom. These are going to be good. Matt did double email today.
Hey, this is Frenchie's brother's Matt, and this is Matt's chats.
Matt's chats.
It's pretty depressing reading a newspaper, bushfires, COVID, photos of ScoMo. Surely there's good news out there somewhere. I was reading the paper the other... This is Matthew, by the way. It's not me, everyone.
Oh, gotcha.
I was reading the paper the other day, and they reckon koalas are going extinct. You know what, though? Fuck koalas.
Ooh.
What do koalas actually do? Eat leaves and fuck each other and get chlamydia? They're too stupid to drink water from a bottle without drowning. They have to lap it up. They're too stupid to drink water from a bottle without drowning.
What?
I don't think any animals drink from a bottle.
Yeah, that's...
Apart from humans.
That's a child. You're thinking of a child maybe, Matthew.
Oh, maybe he tried to breastfeed a koala one time.
With his own breast.
Yeah.
Maybe koalas have had their time. Are they really worth saving? I reckon they'll taste like chicken marinated in eucalyptus drops.
They probably would.
Matt's just...
But koalas are very cute.
Matt just dropped a little set there. That was a little
set. That was a set, wasn't
that
it?
That was a little
set. You sure you didn't write that, Frenchie?
Nah, got me. You got me a little koala.
What's the deal with koalas?
So what's the deal with koalas?
That was a koality joke by Frenchie.
Yeah, so koalas are dying. Are they worth saving, Tom?
Yeah, they're cute.
They got sharp nails, though. I don't like that.
Well, I don't really touch them.
So you know what we did to our dogs? You know how
what
dogs
did you
came
guys
about?
Do?
Where you kept breeding wolves with like runtier and runtier wolves. Eventually, they became dogs. And then we keep breeding dogs with dogs that aren't supposed to breed together to get cuter and cuter dogs, like Dachshunds. Like, they're not supposed to exist.
Yeah, no.
Their belly sinks.
They look like they're in pain.
They do. So should we start breeding koalas with like a cuter animal that's not going to have those claws and maybe an animal that's already got chlamydia?
So you're trying to say you want to fuck a koala?
No, I'm saying evolution
is telling
it's
you
not
to.
A human. Do we pick an animal and say what can we breed it with that'll make like a super koala? And then we're like, no way, we can't let them die.
Well, you'd want something bigger.
Oh. Like I was thinking small, like a little teapot koala would be cute.
That would be cute. Damn. Mm. Now I don't
know.
Do
you know the things you used to put on your pencil? That little, you'd press the shoulders and the arms would pop up and then the koala would hug your pencil.
Did you
what
ever
if
put
that was real?
Did you ever put that on your dick?
No, I didn't, okay. Tom.
Yeah, neither.
Like a chicken. I like to see a chicken and koala.
Whoa, that. Mm. Now we're talking feathery koalas.
Just a koala
with one
that can
asshole
fly.
Pussy.
Why did you have to go there?
Because that's what
why
chickens have.
Why did you have to go there?
That's what chickens have. Clackers. A koala with a clacker?
I'm more meant the wing part. I meant the wings part. Okay, moving on. Okay, Matt's chats, and he titled this second email, More Gold.
He's got his brother's ego, doesn't he?
You know, he's... I don't know. YouTube concept. Tom and Frenchie, choose your own adventure. Short video ends with links to next videos and you can choose decision made. This is Tom and Frenchie watching TV. What should we do today? This is a very similar movie to a video I've done, Matthew. Mm. That's on YouTube. It's called Choose Your Own Porn Adventure.
And I also did one
and Tom was in.
With a book, and it was Choose Your Own Adventure for Adults.
Yeah, so you've just ripped off two of our ideas and combined it into one here, Matt. Mm. But I like it.
I like it.
Tom and Frenchie watching TV. What should we do today? Order pizza and play Xbox, play Centurion, and do a podcast. Go pick up Hitchhikers. Link to three options.
Mm.
And then what? And then I guess we wait for the vote and then we go film what they pick.
We'd already film it, but we'd have to film all of them. And then they click the next video.
Is that possible on YouTube? That's
why wouldn't that be possible? You just choose like
the
end frame. You just
you'd have
pin
three
all the
videos, and so people would go back there and watch all of them anyway. Two-way pizza's orders. Guy walking the door. Frenchie decides to kidnap the pizza guy and hides behind door while Tom distracts him.
You would do that.
Yeah, I'd be the kidnapper. You'd be the distractor. Mm. I'm the fucking manly one.
Mm.
Pizza guy turns around. Hey, Frenchie, didn't realize you were crashing here. Should have guessed with the order. Frenchie drops net. Pizza guy opens box full of drugs.
Can you do that? Can you just order drugs from a pizza shop?
Got these new ones I'm chucking in for a taste. I want to try them. Tom asks, where's the pizza? Because he's got a date night, apparently.
Yeah, true.
Oh, shit. Left in the car. Three options. Try new drugs, smoke weed, and go to car to get pizza. 3B, smoke weed. Pizza guy joins. Blazing.
How long
on
does
couch.
This go for?
Ice cream chuck music. Oh, shit. Tom says, what? They play the music to let you know they're out of ice creams. Right, Tom off. No, they don't, you idiot. Go and get ice cream. That was me running you off. Rolf Harris jumps out of truck and nets Frenchie. Rolf.
That's a good cameo.
Ah, shit. These ones are too old. Epstein pops head out of the van. Catch and release then. Those ones aren't keepers. Frenchie sees red and goes into a rage where he takes them out and ties them to his van. Options. Pick up hitchhikers. Seek reward for capture of pedos. Brackets who Tom saves. Kidnap a celebrity. Brackets. Why do you keep wanting to kidnap people, Frenchie? You guys can take it from here.
Nice.
I like it.
It would be cool.
It's a lot of work.
I feel like the views would really decrease.
But what? Another way you could also do it, Tom, is what I was saying, is that you have the vote for the options, and then what wins the vote is that's the one you make, and then it's dropped the next week, and then you can keep following on the game.
But then it's
takes a while.
Crowd choose your own adventure.
That is choose your own adventure, yeah.
But it's not your individual choice. It's a democracy.
Yeah, we don't like
that's democracy, your own adventure.
Well, better than... Well, we like potato chips, don't we?
Potato chips, yeah, we do.
Okay, that's all we got time for today. We had a good one.
We did. Thanks to Breakfast Shirts for sponsoring us. Go check out the Breakfast Shirts.
I'm worried we didn't nail the song, but that's okay. There'll be more songs.
Do you need a new...
There'll be more accents. Work on that Indian, please. Can we get a Batu to give a sign off? Just some words of keep the morale up. Melbourne just got out of lockdown.
Yep.
Footy finals are on. Maybe bring all that into it.
Okay.
Do what you got to do. Doesn't have to just have music. If you want music,
I think it needs it. Yeah.
I'd like to hear from Batu, just like to give sort of a positive, uplifting message to end the podcast on. Send us some stuff at the PO box. Frenchie and Friends is sold out. Tomorrow's only one more after this. And we got a special guest tomorrow night too. An actual one. Take it away, Batsu.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Tom and Frenchie podcast. Footy finals are on. If you're into balls. In other news, Melbourne's out of lockdown, but into Locktober. Dan Andrews said, get out of your house, but get into a chastity belt. What's the deal with Frenchie? So tall, so skinny, I'm going to call him Chopstick.
That's gold. That is gold, Batsu.
Okay, guys, I'll see you next time.
Bye, Batsu. Bye, everybody.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.